Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Fitlands 103.
Hey Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Wellies might be on the Amazon wishlist for the Queen of Reinvention, as it's reported that Madonna is in advanced talks to headline Glastonbury in the UK next year. The legendary singer has never performed at the event, and sources say there are plans for one of the festival's biggest ever performances. Slash, the legendary guitarist of Guns N' Roses, has revealed that he's set to grace Dublin with his presence. The iconic figure of rock and roll will take the stage at Dublin's Three Arena on March the 28th next year, headlining The River Is Rising, The Rest of the World Tour. Joining him will be Miles Kennedy and The Conspirators, making their fourth collaborative album. While tickets officially go on sale this Friday, an exclusive pre-sale opportunity opens tomorrow at 10 a.m. Paul McCartney has kicked off the Australian leg of his 2023 tour by performing the Beatles track She's a Woman for the first time in nearly two decades on Wednesday night. And finally, we may not be hearing any songs like I Drink Wine Again from Adele, as she has apparently quit drinking. She told fans in attendance at her Vegas residency whilst performing at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. Adele, 35, said, "I stopped drinking maybe like 3.5 months ago. It's boring. I mean, I was literally borderline alcoholic for quite a lot of my 20s, but I miss it so much." She finished off her rant by saying to a fan, "So enjoy your whiskey sour. I'm very, very jealous."
Thank you for the update, Sarah, and you do have cinema tickets for us. What is the question today?
I do. So if you want to get your hands on those two cinema tickets to IMC Cinemas, I want to know this week, because it's all about movies, who is the best played villain of all time?
So the nastiest person on screen.
Yeah, and also, you know, who was the best actor that played it? For me, now this is controversial, I would say the Joker, but I would say Jack Nicholson's the Joker.
He's an excellent actor anyway.
He is. Even Jack Nicholson, actually, his character in The Departed as well was very good. So I would say those two for me.
Does it? Now, you just said to me, just as you walk in the studio, you just gave me this question, so you kind of threw it upon me. So I couldn't think of anyone really quick, but one of my favourite movies of all time is Silence of the Lambs. Mm. So the killer there is Hannibal Lecter.
Yes.
So Hannibal Lecter is extremely scary.
Is that Dennis Hopper? No, who's
No, it's not Dennis Hopper. I'm just trying to think of who played a guy about that same age.
Yes. We'll have a think of that.
I can picture Hannibal Lecter because I hate the character.
I tell you what, if you know who that is as well, you can still message him.
Yeah.
And tell us who that is, and we'll put you in the draw anyway.
So we'll put you in the draw for telling us who plays Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. And your question again, Sarah,
is who is the best played villain of all time?
That is brilliant. I like it. It's a great, great question. We'll catch you back in the next hour about 1:30. And next hour, it's all about streaming. Thanks, Sarah.
Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Fitlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. And this week I have got a treat for you, as all these suggestions have been released in the last few days and are ready to watch when you get home. The three-part Disney Plus original documentary Colleen Rooney, The Real Wagatha Story, premiered this Wednesday and is definitely one to watch. The series looks at the jaw-dropping libel case that gripped the nation in 2022. The incredible story will be told through exclusive access to the woman at the heart of all of it. Colleen Rooney finally speaks alongside interviews with her family, legal team and key players involved in the resulting trial. Yesterday, Netflix released its new 8-part crime thriller series, Bodies, starring Stephen Graham. Based on the mind-bending graphic novel by Cy Spencer, Bodies is a detective drama with a time travel twist, as four detectives in four different time periods of London find themselves investigating the same murder. And finally, if you're a fan of the Kardashians, Sky have released an original docuseries delving into the Kardashian dynasty's rise and reach and the cost of their incredible fame. It will feature first-hand testimonies from Caitlyn Jenner and the family's inner circle. This is released weekly on Sky Documentaries, or you can watch the first three episodes on Now TV.
Oh, thanks a lot for that, Sarah. We've lots of entries in for our question for the IMC cinema tickets. People have just turned on the afternoon show. Will you remind them so they can enter?
Yes. So what we need to know is, who is the best played villain of all time? And you just need to WhatsApp in on 083 3010 103 and let us know, and you could win those tickets to the cinema.
And we leave like we've pretty big window, because you're back for the final time at 2:30 roughly. Yeah. And you're going to do all things cinema, what's on the big screen.
Yeah.
So can we leave the lines open till nearly 2:15?
I think so. But I've got to say, one of the funniest ones that have come through so far to the answer to that question, someone just said Jaws.
Jaws, yeah, scary enough.
I don't think they were playing a character.
Doesn't really talk. Yeah, Jaws, no, hadn't any lines.
No script,
but still very good. We will still include you in the draw because we're all very friendly on Friday.
Absolutely, especially the people that let us know it was Anthony Hopkins. Because as soon as we put down the fader, you said...
I did! And, you know, people were texting and WhatsApping and even a few messages on my phone as well. Just, you know, sometimes you get a blank. And we could both picture Anthony Hopkins in our mind's eye, but his name just wouldn't come. Anyway, we'll see you about 2:30, Sarah, for part three, and you'll have the winner metaphorically with you.
Absolutely. Under my arm.
I love it. See you then.
This Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown, with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Vision's 103.
Hey Carl, it's time to look at what's on at the movies with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week we have three new movies and a preview to tell you about. First is Killers of the Flower Moon. Taking place in Oklahoma during the 1920s, this gripping crime thriller portrays a series of gruesome murders targeting the prosperous Osage Nation, an affluent oil-rich community which would later be infamous as the Reign of Terror. Killers of the Flower Moon is an adaptation of David Grant's widely acclaimed novel. The movie has a stellar cast, headed up by Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. This will be showing in all four local cinemas, Athlone, Mullingar, Tullamore and Thurles, including the Lux screens in Mullingar and Athlone. Next up is Lives Inside, which will be showing in all four local cinemas. This is another creepy movie for the Halloween season, and it sees Sam, who is eager to conform to the norms of her school, setting aside her Indian heritage and family to blend in with her peers. However, when a mythical entity attaches itself to her previous closest friend, she must embrace her cultural roots and conquer it. Up next is the film NSYNC fans have all been waiting for, Trolls Band Together, which is available in all four local cinemas. In the third film from the Trolls, Poppy and Branch have officially and at long last become a couple. As their bond deepens, Poppy stumbles upon a concealed chapter in Branch's past. He was once a part of her cherished boy band sensation, Brozone, alongside his four brothers, Floyd, John Dory, Spurce and Clay, who are all played by the NSYNC boys.
There is something there for everyone, Sarah. Thank you for getting us up to date. Now, we've loads of entries for our competition, Best On-Screen Villains.
Well, yeah, we did. We've had so many. We had a really good one that I liked, which was Beetlejuice. Because I like villains like Beetlejuice, because you kind of like them as well.
Yeah, it's not a full hate.
No.
Yeah.
But I do like it. And we had a lot of Halloween, you know, because we're in October now, we're coming up to Halloween. We've got a lot of kind of scary
creepy
movies.
Vibes.
Yes. And actually, our winner was someone that said one of those. So Freddy Krueger was what she said. And her name is Tina Mangum from Mullingar. She is our winner.
And actually, Tina, well done to you. And you aren't the only one that suggested that. Few people have suggested that. So there.
Oh, thank you very much, Tina. We will be giving you a call and you'll be getting those tickets to the IMC cinemas.
Thank you for the complete rundown, all the three parts, all the 3 hours, everything going through the winners, picking a winner. Sarah, have a super weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
This Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Open for customers throughout the day and home of Ireland's finest chicken breast sandwich, meal deals and pizza deals. Vision.